The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
This is the part of the show that's kind of dramatic. It's, you've confused me. Other people's problems. Where do we find the old ones, Erica?
On the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y.
Hack?
Today we have Brittany. She's dealing with a father-in-law who's staying for a while.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Hey, Brittany?
Yay.
What's going on?
So, my father-in-law is having his house remodeled. He's staying with me and my husband for a few months.
Okay, great.
And, well, I mean, at first I was like, oh, okay, you know, more bonding time. But ever since he arrived, it's been very clear that he's expecting me to take care of him while he's here.
What do you mean by take care of him?
Like he wants me to do his laundry and cook for him. And I don't mind doing things like vacuuming or washing dishes, but it seems like he wants me to do everything. And he's divorced and he normally lives on his own. So I know that he knows how to do these things, but I just feel like since I'm there, he wants me to do them for him.
You feel? Or
you okay. know.
Or he said, has he
I,
been like,
no,
like, what has he said? These yeah, underwear like aren't going to wash themselves or like what?
Oh my God.
What is he?
Your like, father-in-law's underwear.
Well, if he wants her to do laundry, that's going to be in there.
I mean, he'll say things like, oh, so what are you cooking for dinner? Or, you know, when you, wash the clothes, can you make sure that my shirt's are line dried instead of in the dryer.
Okay.
Wait.
Because you made a shocked face on dinner. I don't think dinner's bad.
If someone walks into my home, looks at me and says, what's for dinner?
If I'm a house guest of yours, what's for dinner?
But are you there as a guest or are you there because your home's being remodeled and you needed a place to crash, therefore you should be contributing?
Both.
not an option.
You gotta ask what's for dinner, because maybe you're like, I was gonna pick up a pizza, but if you're cooking something, I mean, you gotta ask maybe what's for dinner.
But it's what in are you the making? Phrase. That's the it's the phrasing.
What
it's
are
not
you making?
What are you making?
Is different.
Yeah.
I like my steak medium rare. Like if
and
you
I like my underwear clothesline
pressed.
I am the guy with very specific laundry directions, so I kind of relate to that.
Hold on
to the.
Are you doing your own laundry?
In my own home or like visiting?
I'm afraid.
I'm glad you had to clarify.
Yeah, I'm kind of curious as to both.
Yeah, in my own home. We'll go back and forth. It's like whoever does it. It's like I'll bring it down, she'll throw it in, or I'll throw it in. It's just keep it
I'm
moving.
I'm doing some.
Yeah.
Okay.
But if I'm visiting a place.
Was that him yelling at his wife like in the house? Like,
yeah.
I'm doing laundry.
I just want you to know.
Downstairs with the laundry basket going, I'm doing laundry if you didn't need the done.
This is a total tangent, but Eric has started this new guy voice thing. Yeah. In the last day or so, and it's off-putting.
Did I?
Yeah, you did. And it's kind of freaking me out. You do it off the air a lot.
This is the first I'm hearing of it. But when you're visiting, you say,
I feel like it's an unwinnable position. As someone, I don't really visit that long, but I definitely have had in-laws and family stay, and they either go, hey, like get their laundry in with ours, which is kind of annoying. Or they just go, yeah, I threw a load in. And you're like, I was about to throw a load in. Also kind of annoying. Like there's no way it not to be frustrating.
You wouldn't hand your laundry to someone and say, shirts need to be line dried. Ever.
You might, because I'm a little territorial about my washing machine. I don't want you messing around with it.
So if I was staying with you for God, whatever reason, I wouldn't be allowed
the world
to
is
just,
ending.
Yeah, I wouldn't be allowed to just do my laundry.
You'd have to come ask. Hey, can we maybe get back to Brittany?
I am flabbergasted.
303-222-5423. You can call or text. Brittany, there's something we're not talking about here. Where's your husband in all this?
Mm.
Like, shouldn't he be telling his father, hey, pops, do your own shirts.
Offer to cook tonight.
That's the thing.
Yep.
That's the thing. He's like, oh, it's only temporary. You're overreacting. I want him to put his foot down and talk to his dad, but he just makes excuses. And so I don't know how to get my father-in-law to take care of himself and stop expecting me to wait on him hand and foot.
And a follow-up question. Would you say that you do your husband's laundry? Do you cook for him every night? Is this something that is just expected because it's part of your life?
Well, I do a lot of the cooking and laundry, but, like, you know, we share. He does a lot of the handyman work around the house. You know what I mean? We take turns.
Meanwhile, father-in-law is like, here's my undies.
Okay, wait, can I just ask this? Can I go back to the food?
Yeah.
Okay, Brittany, but you're cooking for you and your husband. Right. Why wouldn't you just cook for one more? Like, you're acting like this is this massive inconvenience.
It's not, but it's the effort in him, like, asking and being aware that he is, I don't want to say that he's a burden, but
you're doing laundry anyway. Just throw my stuff in.
No.
Is this a big guy? Does he make 14 costume changes a day? Like, if it's just one pair of pants, one shirt, can you throw my stuff in?
No.
It's saying, I appreciate what you are doing. Thank you. Not just toss it in.
Or he could just go to her and say, is it cool if I run a little laundry?
Yeah, but he's only got one shirt and one pant. I'm not going to.
For all the months he's staying there, he's just going to wear one shirt, one pant over and over and over again.
I'm saying, like, that day he doesn't have to.
You don't know that. He might have said, well, and I got a bunch of stinky socks.
But what about just, you have guests over. Don't you want to put your best foot forward? Don't you want to kind of be polite? When my in-laws come, I carry the suitcase up from the basement every time.
You're damn right you do.
Because that's respectful. That's not my suitcase. What, you can't carry it? That'd be ridiculous. That would be rude of me.
He's staying with us for a few months.
Yeah.
And he expects this, you know, expects me to cook every single day. And it builds up over time. Like, okay. I don't know if you...
The suitcase trip is just once.
But, yeah. you go up, you go down.
Up and down.
It's
okay.
Not a hotel with room service.
But let me just... Right. I just want to say one more thing. Like...
Go ahead and say it.
My father has passed. But if this were my father... I would absolutely lack the courage to confront him.
Mm-hmm. And my father is wrong with society.
My dad was in his eight. Like, he grew up in a different time where, like, his dad would, like, smack him at 4:30 in the morning and go milk.
Yeah.
And he's got, you know what I'm saying? So you don't go to him and go, do your own shirts. Like, you don't do your husband. It may look like respect. It may look like fear, but it's like, he doesn't want to go to his dad and go, hey dad, Brittany's tired of cooking for you. That's not going to go well.
I think the problem is that he's assuming the woman in the home is going to do it. And he's not going to his own son.
I agree. Because he's clearly, I mean, Brittany, I don't know if you want to say this on the air, you're already throwing this guy under a bus. He's clearly very old fashioned.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I get that he's from a different time, but It's now is a new time, and I feel like my husband should at least talk to him. I mean, I don't know. Maybe you do think I'm overreacting, I don't know what to do, but I'm starting to feel resentful.
If he asks, hey, what's for dinner? And you go, we were actually thinking about ordering a pizza. Do you think he'd be like, absolutely not. You cook for me? Or do you think he'd go, save me a slice? It just seems like he's trying to get on board with the plans.
He's
okay, and now you made me sad.
Way to go. Okay. More of that.
Anything that backs her down. He doesn't chip in or anything. Like, we have had takeout, but he doesn't ever say, like, oh, okay, how much can I chip in or, you know, whatever. He just expects us to provide everything for him.
Okay. It sounds like it's a bit on the toxic old school thing, but I don't know how to fix it. I know that Eric has already given me the look. If he were moving in with you forever, you'd have to fix this.
Yeah, totally.
But this is temporary. So
a few months.
I know, but it's like, how much are you going to change an 80-year-old? Like, I don't know how old he is, but, like, how much are you going to change him in 3 months? Or do you just go, ugh, He's gross. He's antiquated.
Well, I don't know if he's gross.
Well, yeah, that the women should be the one doing things. Yeah, yeah. That's a gross mentality. I mean, I agree with you, but I got news for you. If he has 70 years to build up that mentality, you're not going to break him in 3 months. You're just going to make those 3 months miserable. So you might as well hang your shirts. That's all. I'm like,
I couldn't disagree more.
I understand
but I
that.
I don't think I'm going to fight you right now.
Good, because women should be seen.
Stop right. And not heard. Perfect.
All right, hang on, Brittany. You know I don't mean it. Stop writing your angry texts. I
don't know. Maybe I think I might be too much of a pushover because I'm just, when people visit me, I'm just like, yo, whatever you need, and we'll get through it. But it's not for months at a time. Yeah. It's like a week. So that is different.
And I'm just going to say one other thing that's going to get me in so much trouble, but I just want to say this. Okay. Like, pretend this is me and my pretend wife and my father's there. If I step in and do his laundry and do the cooking, he's going to go, what kind of woman do you have? Look at you cooking.
I could not hate you more right now.
I'm not saying it's a good thing.
I know, but it's just like, why do we accept that?
But you have to because it's your dad.
No.
Kind of.
You can encourage them to grow.
You can teach an old dog new tricks.
Lewis would strongly disagree. I'm just...
Who's Lewis?
That was my father. Oh. Yeah, there you go.
Now she's sad.
Brittany needs help with an overbearing, misogynistic father-in-law. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're trying to help Brittany out. She's got a father-in-law staying at her house for the next few months.
Right.
Because he's remodeling his own house. He's divorced. Seems like a capable fellow when he's living on his own. But now that he's moved in, it's kind of like, hey, Britt.
And it's not, I can't snap very well. It's not that attitude towards his own son.
It's just sort of, he comes from that land of the lost.
And that is just not an excuse.
But it kind of, you're not going to get your husband to stand up to his dad. It's not as easy as you think. Oh, my God. Yeah,
you drive that wedge in hard enough, Slacker.
There's a whole OPP about everything that you're saying right now that we can tackle later when Dane writes it.
Oh, perfect.
Austin?
Yai.
Whose side are you on?
I'm on her side, but I am going to say that my dad has been divorced 5 times.
Oh, yikes.
And he chooses the worst people, but he always compares them to somebody that's going to be Susie Homemaker. And I, still single in my late 30s, told him, I said, you need to watch Yellowstone.
Oh.
And you need to see Beth, because that is me and that is most females.
Taking nothing right off of any man.
Yeah, if we are capable, so are you.
Yeah.
End of story.
And he watched it and he said, so do I call you Beth from now on?
No, was it in a sweet way?
Yes.
Okay.
So he did understand the message. It's like, Dad, being from another time is no excuse to not adapt to this time.
Correct. Yeah.
I love it.
It's just hard.
Bing, 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 bing.
And I understand. Like, on paper, we can solve so many arguments. Mm-hmm. Oh, just talk to him. It's fine. It's like, but you don't go to the 70-year-old man. I'm just picturing my dad.
People in the text are like, you can't tell off your father-in-law. I'm like, no one's saying to tell him off. It's as simple as, hey, I don't have time to do the laundry right now, but you are welcome to use the machine.
But he's going to go, but I'm a guy.
And I will go, here's my foot, and it's going up your butt.
I know how weird it is, but thank you for the call, Austin. I don't know how to make this point any clearer. Like, he didn't move in forever. And like,
okay, so do you want to do it all?
I would rather do it than try. Like, if my father were alive, I would rather do his laundry than try to explain to him the way modern society works.
Perfect. Then Brittany's husband should take on everything.
But she's got to, like, can I ask you something? I can't look at you.
You literally can't look at me.
could we make an arrangement? If this was you and me, could we make an arrangement? I'll do it all, but will you tell him you did it?
No!
Because we're not going to break him of his thing, so just let him think he's winning the thing.
But we have a text that says, Slacker, what you could have said back to, you used your dad as an example. What you could have said back to your dad is, Dad, that's not how our relationship works. We all chip in this house, period.
And he would be like,
My house, my rules, right?
I raised you better than
no.
Also, I like that, Aaron. My house, my rules.
Not when your dad is your dad is there, it's his house.
No,
it's his rules. Right. I swear to God, you guys don't have a fear of your father. You just don't.
No.
You just don't.
Mine is 6 feet under.
Girls, girl dads are real. Like, Hazel's going to be able to walk over TX's face whenever she wants and just be like, do it.
And T-Hack would be so upset if her father-in-law says, do my laundry. Bing, 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 bing,
bing. He would, but she won't ever tell him. Robbie?
Yay.
What do you think?
I, you know, if it was a couple of weeks, I'd say, yeah, just put up with it. But for months, first of all, who has their house remodeled for months? I mean,
it takes a long time these days. Permits and all the crap. Yeah. I've got friends who've been upside down for 6 months for a bathroom.
Oh, well, then, you should have left a room open. But anyway, I would, if I was Brittany, and I'm 60, and I've got a dad in his 80s, so I would probably stand up to my dad in that case. And if I was Brittany, I would say, I need to go stay with my mom or dad for a little while and just go. And leave the guys.
But who's going to clean?
Robbie just said you got to be like 60 before you can stand up to your dad, before your dad's like, you know what, I guess you are kind of an adult now. Like, you just feel like...
It's not even that. It's not his 60. It's that his dad is too old to fight back.
That's okay.
You wait until your dad's 80 something.
That's not it. I would have done it at 40, man. No, are you kidding me?
then you're not as afraid of your dad as I am.
Still
or
older
I was
than me.
trust me. My dad was a Korean War vet. I mean, he was a drill sergeant. I went...
Yeah, but you're not going to push up against
you know,
that.
Yeah, my dad was not any of those, or is.
Nah, I would not. No way, I'd tolerate that. It's like line dry my shirts for real.
I like this guy.
Thank you, Robbie. Winning points with the ladies today. Candy.
Yay!
What do you think she should do?
Kill him with pettiness.
Kill him with pettiness?
Oh,
no. Is that a new type of like arsenic? What is, are you?
I thought you said kill him with kindness. No?
No, pettiness.
Oh, with pettiness.
So my father-in-law lived with us for a little over a year, and very similar personality traits that your OPP is describing. And so, for example, when he'd ask me to do laundry, I would just leave his in the laundry and continue with mine. Or I would cook dinner, and it's expected that whoever cooks dinner doesn't do the dishes. So I wouldn't do them, and then they'd still be in the sink the next morning for when he had to go cook his eggs or something like that.
I get it, my girl. I love it.
Got to be petty.
So instead of just being nice to a person for 3 months, you're choosing
you're being nice by letting them stay with you.
You're choosing
and then
petty.
They have to help.
Yes, I could be nice for a week. After that, when my sister was here, she did her own laundry in our house.
She was here for like 3 days.
Yeah, but with a poopy baby.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.